This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. Week two, as we mentioned, is in the books. I'm sure you've got some Monday night, a lot of people probably with some Monday night hopes resting on tonight's games.
Yeah, I mean, there's some relevant players for sure.
Well, without a doubt.
Yeah.
This is the fantasy football focus, so let's talk about
that. Oh, yeah. Okey-do. Let's do that. We start there.
Yeah. So we tried to have, I thought I had our contest set up last week. Apparently, I screwed that up somehow, and we didn't get it. Well, I couldn't do it early in the week because they didn't post yet, and we didn't end up with enough players for some reason in our game. So,
are we going to give it a crack again this week?
We can.
It doesn't matter to me.
I mean, we did a lineup last week on DraftKings, anyways.
Because we're going to do one every week.
Pittsburgh Sports each week. My lineup this week on DK was Justin Herbert.
He wasn't horrible for fantasy.
No. Austin Ekeler. Got 22 points out of him.
He's catching the ball again. Yeah. And did you see him get his bell rung? I thought he was going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. His face mask did weird things. But anyway.
I started Javonte Williams in my other running back spot.
Okay.
Just on a whim. And he ended up getting 10 receiving yards on one catch, 64 rushing yards. He looked fine.
I think he looked good.
Yeah.
One quick note on that. Interesting, through 2 weeks, those guys have been like a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Not 49-51, 50-50 split between Gordon and Williams. But they played the Giants and the Jags. Like, I wonder, I don't know who they play this week, but I mean, if they have a more important game in the fourth quarter or a better opponent, my hunch is Javonte is going to be 70-30. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when they need him, I bet he's their guy. Just a hunch.
I had Mike Williams in the lineup.
He's been good this year.
He led the Chargers with 10 targets in that game. It ended up with 7 catches for 91 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. He's an every-week starter to me.
Yeah, he went undrafted in my one league, and I picked him up. And that was my big week one pickup. Like, I got to get this guy.
He's in a contract year, former top 10 pick, new coach.
Double-digit targets in each of the first 2 weeks. Like, that's golden.
Him and Shepard are very different players, but to me, those are guys that were borderline drafted, you know, that are every-week starters.
Yeah, Shepard was another big pickup in my league last week. I started CeeDee Lamb. He had 8 catches for 81 yards, and he was fine.
He was fine. A little quiet, but, I mean, he's always going to be good.
I went the Mike Evans route.
And
5 for 75 and 2 touchdowns. Yeah, Brady getting it back.
I don't know how much you watched that game, but it was almost like, I didn't get you any last week. Sorry, I'll throw you a 1 yard fade instead of giving it to Lenny. You know, like, they're just kind of toying with people right now a little bit. Yeah, Brady threw, what, 5 touchdowns or something?
Yeah. I did go with Jared Cook as my tight end. I went heavy on that.
He had a touchdown call back. I don't think I missed that. I was playing against Cook, so that was actually good news.
He ended up with 3 for 28. It could have been a much different day.
Could have been a much different day.
But he was cheap.
Yeah.
And that allowed me to
He's still good.
Yeah, it allowed me to pay up to get some other guys. My flex was Chris Carson.
He got in the end zone, right?
Twice, actually.
Okay.
And only had 31 rushing yards, but scored twice. Yeah. So he ended up with an okay day. And I went with that Steelers defense, and, well,
yeah,
2 sacks.
2 sacks. And points allowed was okay, you know, right.
Yeah. So I'm still in the money in that one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So going into tonight's
game. You didn't have
any
stinkers.
No, they were all solid. I mean, Javonte Williams was 8, and Cook was 5, almost 6.
But you didn't have any
But I had,
or,
you know,
yeah, right.
It wasn't a great week, but it wasn't an awful week in my DFS. Looking at this week's top performers, Kyler Murray, 400 passing yards in
that
game.
Real quick, how did our team do? Who did we pick again?
I don't remember.
Okay.
We had some of those guys.
I know, we had some overlap.
We would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Kyler Murray had 400 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He did take 3 sacks in that game.
Yeah, he's a risk taker, and he runs around like a crazy person.
And he'll run, you know, that's...
If you were re-picking right now for redraft, would he be your QB1? I think I'm taking him ahead of Mahomes, ahead of Lamar, Allen.
I don't know if he'd be QB1.
Okay.
You probably still lean towards Mahomes.
Mahomes is safer.
Yeah. The floor for Mahomes is like...
Oh, up the ceiling.
Yeah, it's in the penthouse. The floor is the floor of the penthouse.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, 382 and two touchdowns.
So my
son, is it time to get go pick up Derek Carr?
I was going
to
ask you. My son's losing his mind because he totally punted on quarterbacks, and Tannehill's his quarterback. He's probably the 12th one drafted or whatever. And Carr's available, and actually Darnold's available too. I'm like, I might rather have both those guys than Tannehill.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of running involved, but Tannehill's not running anyway. You know,
and no.
Carr's he put up like 700 or 900 yards against two great defenses in 2 weeks. I mean, what he's doing is real.
Yeah, no, it's real for sure. We'll see, you know, how long that holds up.
Sure.
Tannehill, the aforementioned Tannehill, threw 27. He was 27 of 40 for 347, no touchdowns.
No touchdowns. I mean, that's a little fluky, obviously.
But yeah, I was watching that game, and he made some throws like behind receivers, and just the timing's not there. And I think it's because they don't practice.
Yeah, I think it's a
those
lot
guys
to do
don't
it.
Practice.
The one Titan note I think is big for fantasy though is Henry caught like 6 passes.
Yeah.
It's about, I mean, some of these guys can catch the football. We don't need you to run intricate routes. If I can dump it to you and then let you get ahead of steam going, great.
Which is what I'd like to see the Steelers do more with Najee Harris.
Yeah.
Like get him more, and they did incorporate him a little bit more.
And they can do so much more than what they do with Henry in the receiving game.
Russell Wilson, 343 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, he's a top 5 or 6 quarterback and all day long.
And then Mahomes came in at number 5 with 343 and 3 touchdowns.
Okay. Again, that's his floor.
The floor is
remarkable.
Ridiculously
high. Right.
Henry finished with 35 carries.
Started a little slow, but
for 182 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, tackling him 35 times in week 2 is a problem.
So he had 35 rushes and 6 cut, like 40 carry, 40 touches
40
in
touches.
A game.
Yeah, yeah.
There are 17 games this year.
I know.
That's 600 touches if you do that over the course of the season. He can't possibly last. I would trade him now.
Maybe. I mean, you and I said that all offseason. He's not really for us for where he was going in drafts. If anyone can buck the trend, it's him. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But his workload over the last 3 years, including this one, is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not like anybody else, but he's still human.
Yeah, right. Those bones still break and
right.
Things still hurt. And, yeah, I don't know. That's a rough one. Dalvin Cook, 22 for 133, no touchdowns. His long run was only 16 yards, so it was pretty methodical.
He was in and out of that game a couple times,
or against the Cardinals, I should say.
There was a couple times he's fighting something. Yeah. I forget what the injury was.
And they ran for 200 yards as a team in that game.
Yeah. So keep an eye on it, and I would be keeping an eye on Alexander Mattison, too, just because Cook's injury history is not the greatest. Talk about workloads, and he's already fighting something. But he looks really good.
I can't go down that Alexander Mattison road again after
it was bad last year.
Yeah.
But I think he's not a bad player.
He got chances last year to.
Oh, people hate him now, right?
He rushed to the spend all the fab money on him.
Yeah,
and he did nothing.
He did nothing.
He did worse than nothing.
It was like 2 games.
It was like 12 carries for like 6 yards, nothing.
Oh, bad.
It was awful.
We've said this a million times, but the running backs don't matter crew. Go watch Madison and Cook behind the same O line.
Yeah.
You know, in 2020. Tell me that they don't make a difference. Or go watch McCaffrey and how you think that there's a mistake that they're 2-0. I mean, McCaffrey's been the bell cow.
Tony Pollard, 13 for 109 in the touchdown. He had a long run of 28, but he just keeps showing up. He should be in leagues.
Snaps.
He's startable.
He's
as
a
flex,
I think.
Yeah.
Some people think he looks better than Elliott. I didn't hold Elliott's week 1 appearance against him because, you know, running into that wall wasn't super smart. Nonetheless, Pollard looks really, really good. I mean, Elliott aside, and the Cowboys recognize it. They're getting him on the field.
Yeah, for sure. And they, you know, they both were successful in that.
Yeah. It wasn't like one stunk and one was good, right?
The next two leading rushers in week 2 were quarterbacks.
Lamar would be one of them.
Lamar had 16 for 107 and 2 scores last night.
16.
He's not going to hold up all season long.
No, he's taking a beating, and he's had to be super.
I was listening to a fantasy, just a regular NFL show today, and they were talking about Lamar's running stuff up the gut, and you know, they're running, like, but he doesn't take big hits. I'm like, have you been watching the same 2 games I watched?
No.
I've seen him take some pretty big shots.
Obviously, his vision and elusiveness are great, but that doesn't mean a guy doesn't fall on you from behind. I mean,
right.
Your
things
body's
happen.
Taking a pounding.
Yeah, he
took a real pounding in week 1.
And the number 5 rusher in the league in week 2, another quarterback.
Okay. Hurts?
Nope.
He was close to 100.
Not as close
Kyler
as this guy.
Right.
This guy had 95 yards rushing.
Why don't I know that?
Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
9 for 95 and a touchdown. You don't think of him as a runner, but they're using him that way. And
they're designing it
up. It was designed runs.
If you even go back to last year, he got injured and they stopped doing it, but he had a lot of design quarterback runs.
He's Trubisky-ing it up.
Yeah, he's fast.
Yeah. Leading receivers this week. Top five guys were Tyler Lockett, 8 for 178 and a touchdown.
Yeah, he was quite good.
He'll do that. Now, next week, you'll rush to start him or get him in your lineup, and he'll have 3 for 28.
He was a huge target of mine. Yeah. I mean, so I'm on board with him. I don't know that he's as inconsistent as, like, the DeSean Jacksons.
No, he's not. I mean, like, he's not to that level. Right. Man, he can be frustrating.
He can be frustrating, yeah, though. You just live with the down ones, though. I mean, the big ones are huge.
Cooper Kupp, 9 for 163 and 2 touchdowns.
He was open the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton, 9 for 159, but did not score. Had a long gain of 55. Really tough to get a 55-yard catch
and not score. Right, and get that kind of production. He still looks good, not great, you know, but him, Judy being out is great for him.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You don't play the Jags every week, though. And,
that's,
you know,
true.
Noah Fant factored in as well, and, you know, Hamler didn't do much. And they got guys, but Sutton's going to lead the team receptions probably every
Without
week.
Without a doubt, yeah. Julio Jones, 6 for 128. No touchdowns, but he did have a 51-yarder. That's Julio. That's a typical Julio Jones-type line.
I think he had a touchdown call back, too. Yeah. Like, he barely had a foot in, and there was a lot of controversy about it. I'd have to go see it again, but something like that. He was flat-out worrisome in week one, so this is at least encouraging.
It's a step in the right direction. And the final one, you mentioned him earlier, Michael Pittman, 8 for 123, but did not score.
Yeah, I started AB over Pittman and regretted it a little bit, but I think Pittman's a starter, don't you think? You think he's a – if you're starting three receivers, is
he's
he in
probably
the top
your
36?
Three, yeah. Yeah. He's in your top 36.
Is he like a Shepard or a Mike Williams tier like we talked about? Yeah, I think, but he might have Eason as his quarterback. Who the heck knows?
Yeah, there's some big receiver. I mean, just a bunch of 100-yard games this week. Quez Watkins, don't rush out and get him. Because
he had two catches.
He had two catches for 117 yards.
He is DeSean Jackson.
But he can fly,
right.
Rondell Moore, 7 for 114 in the touchdown. The touchdown was a 77-yard touchdown, so his other six catches were for 37 yards.
Yeah.
So don't get too fired up about that. He's not going to do that every week.
He's not. And last week it was Kirk, and, you know, I mean, but Moore gets targeted. A lot of them are at or behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's an extension of the run game, like you said. But he also has the big play potential because his touchdown was impressive. I mean, he is fast. And
I mean, he should be rostered, but I wouldn't run out and start him this week just because he's coming off a seven. You look at that and go, oh, he had seven catches for 114 yards. I got to start him.
No, I think he's going to be very up and down.
Yeah.
But he's going to be – but it'll be less up and down because I think the targets will be there every week, but a lot of them will be short.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a lot of weeks of 6 for 36.
Yes. Like, I don't think he's going to be the – intermediate deep dig guy.
He's
5'7" flat. He's not 5'7" and eighth. He's 5'7".
Yeah, he's just tiny.
Yeah.
Marquise Brown looked good last night. 6 for 113 in the touchdown. Henry Ruggs against the Steelers, 5 for 113 in the touchdown. But of course, that 61-yarder still counts.
I mean, I'm selling him now if I have him.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
But that's the most targets he's ever gotten in a game. I think he's never had more than five, and he had six yesterday or something.
Kelsey, 7 for 109 in the touchdown. That was
did you see his touchdown?
46-yard, just running through.
Yeah. The play Mahomes made, and then the play Kelsey made. It was like street ball.
Yeah.
You know, unbelievable.
Just kind of pinballing his way down the field, weaving his way down.
Oh, that guy got him. Oh, that guy scores. It was amazing.
Keenan Allen. This one's interesting. He had 4 for 108, no touchdowns. As I mentioned before, Mike Williams out-targeted him in that game.
Yeah. I don't worry one bit about Allen, though.
You're not going to get
like better production.
You're not
going to
get 4 for 104 out of Allen though every week.
No, it's 100%.
Like if he catches four, it's for 46.
Yeah, it's usually 8 for 108 or something like that. Right. He's a machine though.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. McLaurin on Monday, Thursday night,
he
I should say, 11 for 107.
Yeah. Quarterback touchdown. Did not hurt him at all.
No, he just they. In fact, it may have helped him.
Maybe helped him. Yeah.
The young quarterback
really
is looking his way all the time. Deontay Johnson ended up with 9 for 105 in that game yesterday.
Played really well.
Yeah. I mean, I think he only had – it was 9 on 11 targets.
If he plays, he gets double-digit targets.
Yeah.
I mean, if he plays – I forget what the stat was, but it's like 12 out of 15 games, if he plays more than 25% of the snaps, he gets double-digit targets. There's not many receivers in the league that you can say that about.
No, there
like,
aren't.
Like 7 or 8.
Some guys just missed 100-yard receiving games. Freddie Swain with Seattle, 5 for 95.
I think he had a real long one, right? He had like a 75-yarder.
He had a 68-yarder. Okay. We still had 5 catches for 95
yeah,
yards.
He might be the three.
He might be their number three guy. Sterling Shepard
has been out, I think.
Yeah, yeah, he's got like a concussion.
Something.
Sterling Shepard finished with 9 for 94, as you mentioned. He's
solid. He's a double.
Especially, he's the slot guy.
Yeah. Golladay and those guys are kind of inconsistent.
This one's interesting. Max Williams, 7 for 94.
Did he have a long one? Kind of rumbling, bumbling against.
He had
like
a 34-yard catch, but a tight end getting 7 catches for 94 yards.
I mean, it's noteworthy.
Certainly noteworthy.
Yeah.
He'll be a guy that a lot of people will run. Like, are you buying Max Williams?
No. Not in a million years, but I'm at least open to the idea that he should get involved.
There's a pedigree there. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, he's been really used as a blocker the last couple of years, though. I liked him coming out of school, but since then he hasn't done anything to make me consider him for fantasy.
Deebo Samuel had 6 for 93 again. Is he?
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man. Ayuk's, I guess, getting himself out of the doghouse. He's not. If you could buy him, I would. Kittle's been slow. There was very little offense in that game.
Yeah. The aforementioned Mike Williams, 7 for 91 in the touchdown.
Yeah.
One last guy over 90 yards was K.J. Osborne with Minnesota, 5 for 91 in a touchdown, but he had a 64-yard catch.
He's the clear number three.
He's the three.
Yeah. It's not a bad offense. They're playing more three-receiver sets because they don't have two good tight ends with Irv Smith out. Jefferson and Thielen get all the attention, so Osborne gets a ton of single coverage. I still don't know much about him, to be very honest with you, but it's 2 weeks in a row that he's out there a lot and he's getting the ball.
Yeah. Do some injury news and notes here from week one before we wrap things up. Brandon Brooks with the Eagles.
Oh, did he get hurt again?
Pectoral strain, probably be placed on injured reserve, according to Coach Nick Sirianni.
Just came back and was playing well again and missed all last year.
Yes. Jeez. Andy Dalton suffered a bruised knee bone, so his status for week three is unclear. They did say he's the starter when healthy.
When healthy. But I wouldn't rush him back if I were the Bears.
This could be Justin Fields' time here. And
if
he plays well, he probably keeps the job.
Yeah. I mean, Fields should be in every league, folks. Yeah. Dalton should be in none.
Tua Tagovailoa, he's got bruised ribs. He's day-to-day. They play the Raiders in week three in Las Vegas. It's a must-win game for him.
It is.
They can't go to 0-3.
And Waddle's there, and Fuller's back, and all these things. But I don't love Tua for fantasy.
No, I don't either.
Especially bad ribs.
Will Fuller returned to the Dolphins facility on Monday, and Brian Flores expects him to remain with the team this week. I don't know what that means. What's the situation?
He has a personal thing. There's something big going on in his life that is not disclosed to the world. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But he got an excused absence from the team and just came back after the game. I guess there's something serious going on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Laviska Shenault with a shoulder.
He's one of the bright spots. He kind of looks good.
Left that game, though. He's expected to be available to play in week three against the Cardinals.
I don't know if he's a starter, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting like a Pittman over him.
I wouldn't. Shoulder injury, I mean, he could get that thing aggravated. Like, if you've got somebody better.
He takes a lot of hits, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of has the running
catching
back.
Catching things over the middle.
Shoulders for running backs are one of the things you really avoid, and he's kind of a running back.
Yeah. Deontay Johnson, we should mention, he's fine.
We don't know if he plays this week, but he avoided serious injury.
Probably going to play this
week.
Good. I would count on that.
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry, however, is considered week-to-week for the Browns.
Yeah, and with Beckham being out, there isn't a go-pick-up Higgins or Peoples-Jones situation. You'd like to see, for fantasy reasons, you'd love to see Beckham without Landry or Landry without Beckham. Yeah, I would think that they would lead the team in targets instead of Hooper. But it's something to monitor.
Mr. Hooper. Texans head coach David Culley said Deshaun Watson will not play this week against the Panthers. This is in a week where Tyrod Taylor is out. They play Thursday night.
Right.
If you had any hope
that
the Texans were going to – they're going to go with Davis Mills on a short week.
Right, and he looked so over his head.
Yeah, horrendous.
Yes.
They're not going to play Deshaun Watson at all this year.
He's never going to play against
the Texans. Which is just not – I understand why.
Oh, I get it.
It has nothing to do with everything that happened before all the allegations.
No. Right. I mean, he's never going to play for the Texans again.
No.
I mean, I think that's 100% clear now.
Yeah.
And he might get traded.
I don't know that nobody's going to trade. You're not going to trade for him.
Either, right.
Not going to trade for
him. He has to get cleared.
So he is not – he's cuttable.
No, right. Don't stash him even. Yeah.
He's cuttable because if he's not going to play this week, he's not going
to
play.
And plus he's a quarterback too. I mean, if he goes to a new team, he's not going to get acclimated right away and know an offense. I mean, it's just not enough.
By the way, Max Williams, on the aforementioned Max Williams, had 7 targets in that game, caught all 7 of them.
Me? Okay.
7 targets. I mean, that's
7 targets for tight end. I mean, I hear you.
I mentioned Carson Wentz sprained both ankles in week 2 against the Rams.
I have a hard time trusting him or that passing game. Which
so it'll be Jacob Eason this week, more than likely.
They play in a hole.
They play the Titans.
A crucial game.
They could be buried.
They're 0-2. They need to win that game.
Did you see they're going to do hard knocks with the Colts
during the season? Like, I'm interested. We'll see.
I'm interested, but it's going to be a disaster.
Wentz in the tub, and Wentz getting taped, and
there's Quentin Nelson limping around.
Right. Everybody's in bad shape. Yeah, I think the docs are going to be on the screen a lot.
I think so. How about this stat? The Jaguars do not have a rushing attempt in their first 2 games inside the opposing 20.
Wow. Not so good. Not so good. Wow.
Yeah.
Their backs are really hard for fantasy, too. I mean, James Robinson, people had high hopes because ATN went out, but they don't have any success on the ground.
Yeah, just nothing.
And Hyde's in the mix.
Blew. Yeah, just not good. Is Sammy Watkins cuttable?
Probably.
Like, there are other guys out there now who are emerging.
Yeah.
He had 6 targets yesterday. He had 4 catches for 44 yards. In a revenge game.
Yeah.
In a game where – did you see that he had a bad drop over the middle on the one? Like, it's right there in his hands. He's running before he gets the catch, doesn't tuck it in.
I thought he'd take a little more advantage. I mean, he's inconsistent, and cuttable might be a strong word, but not startable.
There's probably somebody else out there potentially. Like, if Mike Williams was still out there, Sterling Shepard was still out there. There's much more startable than that guy.
Right. I 100% agree. Like, we'd rather have him or Devontae Parker.
What'd you think of the Ravens' usage last night of the running backs?
Frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think Williams is the guy to own. I think there's a trust factor there that isn't quite, you know, do they trust them to pick up blitzes and all those things?
He had 13 for 77. Yeah. Latavius Murray had 9 for 36. And Devontae Freeman had 2 carries for 29 yards.
He looked really spry, but it was 2
one of
carries.
Those, one of them was a drop for a loss.
Yeah, I'd say one of them was just a big running lane. And, you know, I was like, whoa, he looks all right. But any back would look good in that carry, too. So we'll see. Yeah. And Lev Bell's on the team.
Yeah, but he's on the practice squad.
He's on the practice squad. Yeah. He's employed by the Ravens.
Kind of tells you where Le'Veon Bell has kind of fallen to. He can't even get active
for a
team
those dudes out.
That has no running backs.
So. But Williams is a starter for fantasy.
You mentioned the Denver split. Melvin Gordon had 13 carries for 31 yards a week after having
he had a long one in week 1.
Williams was a better back.
I think he's a better back, and that'll start to show up more and more.
Yeah.
I believe that. And Gordon's not terrible, but it's starting to – I think it'll be pretty clear when we do fantasy segments 2 weeks from now that Williams is the guy to own.
Yeah, he's the guy. If you're going to start one of those guys – You hate
if you're to put an offer in. Now's a good time to do it.
Yeah, you hate to hope for an injury because
then
that's clarity.
He'd be a monster.
How about the San Francisco backfield?
You see Sermon?
Yeah.
First professional carry. Really nice run. Got hit in the head like 3 times on the carry. Got a concussion and fumbled. And who knows what the story is?
Yeah.
Because Mitchell was out with the shoulder. Mitchell's still the one. I don't think he'll hold up either, though.
No, that's the thing about that. You know,
I'm still stashing Sermon.
They can't keep a running back healthy to save their lives.
Part of it's a system and the style of back that they want. These little guys that just go a million miles an hour through a hole and just run into things. I mean, that's Mostert and Mitchell.
They're Dodge cars.
Right. Like, Sermon's a real back.
Yeah.
You know, like, most teams wouldn't have as much use for Mostert and Mitchell. Sermon would play for anybody, but that's why I keep thinking he's the guy to own, but... Again, it's hard to trust rookie running backs.
It's just frustrating.
There
are like some backfields that I just hate to own any stock in. That's one of them.
That's one of them.
New England's another.
And then there's ones like the Jets in Miami that just aren't ever
going to
be
good. They're just all garbage.
Right,
yeah.
Right. They're all garbage. Like, but if those ones, at least you hit the right guy.
If you roll the dice correctly and you guess right one week, you could be really happy. But usually you're starting the guy the week after, and it's a week too late.
You're chasing points.
Like if you ran out to pick up Elijah Mitchell last week and throw him into your lineup, you were disappointed.
Yeah, and you still might be the rest of the year, too.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done, I still think Sermon will be their leading rusher for the season.
I do too, but man,
it's a long pass. I mean, he's got a long.
This would have been a good week for him to kind of
show up,
and do that.
This is a perfect opportunity. Yeah, I thought he was going to be clearly the starter when we got together today, and it's not the case at all. He might not even play this week.
Yeah, we're seeing any clarity in the Steelers. I think we know who the number one receiver is. It's Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
But I think we're at the point now, like Chase Claypool was targeted 9 times in that game yesterday.
I know. And Juju saw the most snaps, as we said, but everything's short. How do you slot them? Like, for fantasy only, I think Deontay is a wide receiver 2.
Yeah.
Claypool's a 3.
Yeah.
Juju's a flex. I mean, he got a carry for a touchdown.
He gets enough every week that you can start
PPR
him as a 3.
PPR, he's a little more valuable, of course.
You can start him as a 3 in a PPR and be fine.
Yeah.
You're not going to be wowed every week, but he's not going to get a 0.
No. I mean, he's a high floor,
he's gonna get
low
you,
ceiling guy.
Probably get you at least 8 points every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and some weeks when he scores, he's going to get you, 15.
We brought up Pittman and Mike Williams and Shepard a few times. I would take all those guys over Juju.
There's more upside.
I mean? Yeah, but that would have all those guys below Claypool.
Yes.
And certainly below Deontay. Yeah.
Like, Deontay's probably, as you said, like he's a top 25-ish receiver in fantasy.
Maybe 20, maybe 18-ish, right?
Claypool's probably a top, 40 to 38
less
consistent
with targets.
And his targets are deeper.
We talked about this in the first segment, too. There's still more inconsistencies to Claypool's game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Johnson had a ton of drops last year, but he's a refined route runner, and,
They find ways
Ben
to get him
the
football
more.
Quickly.
I mean,
and then he gets yards after the catch.
He can attack at all levels, and, he's a good NFL wide receiver skill-wise. Claypool's a
work in progress.
Big, impressive ball of clay, right? And he was going to try to do the clay thing.
You interested? I know we were both on the Freiermuth bandwagon.
He's out-snapped Ebron both weeks.
4 for 36 last week. I think that only continues to go up.
Yeah, I agree.
If he's still available, you're looking for a tight end too.
I think he's the Steelers starter.
Yeah.
And will become even more and more clear. He's a better blocker. I mean, his blocking looks decent through 2 weeks. That gets you on the field. We know he's got red zone prowess. Ebron had a play that could have made, would have been nice if he did, and kind of laid down a little bit.
Would have been tough. People were killing him on that. He's got to catch it. Like, he's running. You don't see tight ends make diving catches a whole lot.
He's another one of the whipping boys.
Yeah.
Like Edmonds and Chooks and a couple of guys on that team.
Whenever they lose, it's those guys' fault.
It's always those guys' fault. Yeah. Right.
Anyways, that's going to do it for today's show. We will be back tomorrow after the Mike Tomlin press conference. But for my partner, Matt. I know a Mike Williamson. Anyway, but for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Brian Lamartina here on site, keeping us on here. And I guess Jacob stepped in as well. We had double producers today. I'm Dale Lally. We want to thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.